We'll get started tonight. Here's what we saw that we liked. I thought right off the bat, both sides really had intent, mindset, really ready to play. You felt that kind of energy right from pregame, and to have two good first drives. We stalled at the second one and didn't get the score that we had hoped, but I was pleased to see, you know, offensively move down the field. Felt the speed defensively early on, especially. Unfortunately, what we didn't like, it felt like at some point a little bit of a similar movie as a week or so ago down at Miami, a zero turnover ratio, not as quite the finish that we'd like. So the intensity wasn't sustained all the way through. So the standard is the standard for all, you know, of the Falcon men. So we want to make sure our competitiveness, our toughness really come out on tape. So Thomas and I, right on the flight back, we're going to dig right into start probably out right on the second half before we watch the first half. There's so many guys that we're evaluating and looking to see who can battle and make an impact for this team. So we can't wait to go. So past that, injury-wise, we came through. I'm pretty sure you got a good tweet from one of the guys who has been injured. But past that, things look good. We got plenty of things to clean up on. We're so excited this weekend to finally get to be back in front of our fans, the connection with the team and the city. We miss them. And we had a little taste of it some days at training camp where we had you know, a couple 5,000 and 6,000 days. But to get this thing rocking on Saturday night, we are beyond pumped to get rolling with our fans here Saturday night. So with that, I'm glad to open up to your questions.
Coach, how did Takaris McKinley play in his debut with the team?
He was very excited to get going, led on the first part. He played on defense, a little bit at right end in our nickel package, and a little bit on the punt return game. So for him, getting his first NFL action was exciting for him. I'll take a look at the tape. He didn't get a lot of turns or a lot of, you know, what we'd call opportunities, but, man, it was good having him out there. There was a couple guys who made their first one. Jack Crawford made his first trip through as a Falcon today. It was good to have Keanu Neal back in the action today. So we've got a good rotation of guys who really battle at the defensive line spot, and I'm encouraged by the work they've put in so far. So Tack's going to be an important part of that, and we'll go back and take a look and see how it went.
Coach, you referenced the defense starting fast at Sandler's, the offensive opening series with back-to-back stops.
Right.
You talked a lot about pressure in finishing. You didn't get the sacks they took Chris Odom in the second half, but were you happy with what you saw pressure-wise?
I was happy with the speed. I felt that intent, and we had a couple good third-down stops. One, I thought we got fortunate on. They dropped the pass, which may have been converted. But past that, I felt the energy. I felt the speed, the get-offs. That's the things that I'm looking for first. Are you able to move the quarterback off the spot? And if you can do that, generally that's when that completion percentage goes down. We don't always look at sacks as the final number, although they're good because you get a chance to get the ball off them. So we've got to get more if we're going to create some more turnovers defensively. We're getting a few interception-wise, but not the forced fumbles that we are accustomed to getting.
Did they get Dobbs moving a little bit?
They did, and what a great play we thought on Jack Lynn kind of going after him. It was a, you know, a really good stop, and then Moje, you know, getting his hands right underneath it to go get it. So a classic old-school SEC battle there by those two.
The offense, you have started out 5 of 6 on third down, and then situationally they weren't able to convert another one the rest of the way. But, I mean, it was the backups, but it's still what did you see there?
Definitely was concerning, led for the second half. And the main thing that we want to see is, can you really function and execute at the level that we had? And oftentimes when you're the challenge is as a backup player, maybe when there's an issue or a mistake that may have come up on the man before you, are you making that same error or that same mistake? And those are things that's challenging for the, you know, guy who's competing for the backup spot. But we can improve in that area. So heading into this next week, I'm hopeful that we see a better jump in some of those spots. But the main thing that TD and I are looking for is that competitiveness, that toughness to show I belong here and I want so badly to be a part of this team. And that's what we're looking for, to jump out past the scheme part. That part we know we can get corrected. We didn't game plan long. We're really looking to see who is trying to make a statement to say, I want in and I want it bad. I don't have a great one to go on it, but not in a bad way either. So I was pleased with how the first drive went, and he was in there for that entire one. Then Ben came in to play center, and he stayed at guards. He had two real, you know, solid and long series there. So I didn't feel anything go, you know, off course or any of that way. So we'll take a good look at that tonight. But for Ben and Wes both, you know, I was pleased with their start tonight.
And Matt said during his interview during the game, he felt first drive, the offense was more detailed than they were in the first game. Did you get that same impression?
That was one of the areas we were really trying to be more specific about. Could we, our motions, our shifts, our alignments, the depths of our route, the tracks that we run at. So they challenged themselves on that one to see could that part of our game get sharper and stronger. And it felt like that happened. During the week, we went back, had big training camp stuff, big move the ball periods, offensively and defensively, and we wanted to push the guys' conditioning. And I felt that in those first few drives. And then conversely, at the end, we can do better. And that'll be our aim to see who can really, you know, set out to show I'm ready to do something. So we can't wait to look at that.
With a guy like Tack, who has such talent, does that help him maybe bridge some of the gap of the time he missed in the spring?
It's important for us to best understand how to feature a player. So now when you get back into it, okay, what are the things that that player does really well? And I think it's especially true with a first-year or rookie player because you haven't played them in your system, you haven't done, so you're trying to find some really specific things that they can do. So that part to me is an important one to say, okay, is it going to be nickel right end? What things can he do really well? And that's what we'll try to emphasize, especially, you know, the first half of the season to say, okay, here are some things that you're doing really well. We want to get that part of your game up and running. For him, we thought he's really improved from a pass rush standpoint in training camp. He's got his legs back under him, just getting the feel for the game. He hadn't played all the way since back in November. So for him, it was a long time to get back on the field. So we were encouraged by his first time back out here with the guys. I know he was excited to get going with the team.
Special teams, Coach Rupp, how do you feel they played today?
We're going to go back and look to see what happened on the punt, on the block, you know, at the end of the first half. And then the return, you know, clearly we were disappointed in that. I love the tackle of Josh Harris. I thought, what a guy who strained. I thought Bosher had, you know, a couple of nice hits, especially when he was backed up. We had a backed up punt. That was the first time we had that one. I thought he hit it well coming out of his own end zone lead. And the defense made a good stop on there. With that kind of field position, I think they might have been at the 45 or 40 to hold him, you know, to punt in that scenario was good. So we got plenty to clean up, you know, on all three phases. But we'll take a good look to see who's standing out as a cover man. I was pleased with the kickoffs of Mike. We asked him to drop the ball, you know, down near the goal line as opposed to touchbacks because we're trying like hell to find out who can cover. If we left it to Mike, he could kick it deep and out of bounds, or not out of bounds, but, you know, into the end zone. Damn near everyone, he's got that kind of strength. But in this game, we asked him to, you know, let's drop it in play so we can find out who can cover. And that's an important part of the evaluation. And Pittsburgh did, you know, a lot of the same.
Teron Ward today.
We'll go back and find that out. We'll put your evaluation skills to test here. As we go back through, the special team is going to be a real factor in this. And our running back spot is a unique one because of 24 and 26 and the uniqueness that they have. So the third running back here, it's a really important one because not only do you have to say, if I got to step up and play when capable, but I also have to make an impact on teams. So I love Teron's toughness. And that showed today. He started on all four special teams, kickoff, punt return, kickoff return, and his toughness showed. It was a good blitz pickup that he had today. So we'll go back and take a look tonight.
Two guys, too. You know, I don't know, again, my eyes. Terrius Jones.
Just give me a little trouble, Matt.
Terrius Jones and Chris Odom made some plays in the second half. Again, it's tough to really for us to kind of gauge based on.
Yeah, we're excited about those two guys and where they could head to. JT has edge speed and pass rush ability, and those are guys that you want to try and work and develop with. The great thing for us, they're the right kind of guys, and they want it. They're going for it. They're battling. They're competitors. So the whole group, they've got some great guys to look at in their own room of how it can be done. So not saying you just do what he does, but there is a good model of the work it has to be with guys like Claiborne and Reed who just – in practice, Beasley, they grind and they put it in. So these young guys are saying, okay, I want where they're at. I got to put it in. And so they're recognizing that.
The TV guys were speculating that something was wrong with Matt Schaub's hand. Was that accurate or not?
They would be inaccurate on that one. I kind of had a number in mind that I was hoping for the offensive line. And so that's why I made the shift in series. So it was just after the conversion of a third down, there was a number, you know, that we'd kind of discussed from an offensive line standpoint that we were going to change out with Schaub and the offensive line. And when it kind of reached that spot, That's why we made the move in the first quarter.
Are you hoping to get Devontae back for practice on Tuesday?
I don't know yet. I know he stayed back home this weekend, and we'll get rolling again with him tomorrow. But you know, he's looking up for sure. And I talked to him this morning. He was so excited to see the guys play. He was disappointed he wasn't here, and you know. What was the meeting like last night? You know, he was just wanting to know everything. He is that kind of teammate where it would really, you know, bother him that he couldn't be here with his guys. He just has such a love for the team.